We are here to rejoice before God to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, Feast of Weeks, or the Feast of First Fruits. I've been thinking about first fruits. I'm not a gardener. I've got a good appetite, but I'm no gardener. There are a number of things we need to remember if we are to be first fruits or to be fruitful. We have to be connected to the vine. We have to remain connected to the vine. Anything is of no effect if we are not connected to Jesus Christ. And remembering that God is the husbandman, we can achieve nothing of ourselves, by our own strength. If we check that, please, confirm that in John chapter 15. This isn't the main point of the subject. It's trying to find something small enough to fit into the few minutes available. But I can't go on to the point I want to make today without first reminding us that this is where we have to start. In chapter 15 of John, Christ speaking, abide, in verse 4, abide in me, I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. This chapter we read year in, year out. It is so crucial. We can achieve nothing of ourselves. We had to be chosen by God, called by God. A number of miracles had to take place before we could become attached to the vine. We must remain attached to the vine. Anything else that I say this morning, it all depends on that. Also in this chapter, there is a very important lesson. We have to accept pruning, training, chastising. If God loves us as the true husbandman and a father, he also has to train us and correct us. We do not always follow the right course of action. It is not easy when we are going through difficult situations to be grateful, to count it all joy, as James says. But we have to accept, we have to be connected. We have to accept discipline, pruning, correction. Now I can go on to the point I want to look at, and a verse which is not that easily understood in the translations we have. Over in Matthew chapter 11, this is a part we have to play. Chapter 11, verse 12. It takes quite a bit of looking at to make sense of this in the King James Version. And we're told, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Doesn't make sense. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is a spiritual entity. How can people storm it? How can they wrestle it, grasp for it by force? Other translations show that to get into the kingdom of God, it requires effort, vigorous effort. And the violent here, we're not talking about criminal violence, we're talking about the need for zeal, for striving, for work, for labor. Our calling is a gift from God. Our understanding is a gift from God. Our repentance is a gift from God. But we have to contribute effort. We have to put forth zealous, passionate, violent effort. When we are discouraged, that's not an easy thing to come by. The central reference in my version of the King James, it covers this as, the kingdom of heaven is gotten by force, and they that thrust men. We need to be pushy about this. Not to thrust men aside. We cannot gain access to the kingdom of heaven by trampling on other people. But we have to have the same sort of drive that Mr. Armstrong displayed throughout his life, throughout his ministry. As an elderly gentleman, he still had drive. The sermon we heard from him, the recording we heard from him before last, he challenged us, are we still passionate about our calling? That is what I want to emphasize in today's sermonette. Are we zealously, violently passionate, fervent about our place in God's kingdom? It's not something we can take for granted. We've got a beautiful cherry tree near our house. Unfortunately, it is already casting its fruit. It just is strewn across our access lane. The tree looks beautiful, but for some reason, the fruit do not remain attached. They lack the zeal, the vigor to hang on. The Bible uses many expressions to cover this. Striving. It talks about labor. We are not just here to have words wash over us. We have to be engaged, involved. It takes something from us. We are not just victims of being called into the kingdom of God. We have to work for it. We have to study for it. We have to pray. We have to do good works, something which is denigrated. Mr. Armstrong was accused time and time again of preaching salvation by good works. No, salvation is a gift from God. But if God's Spirit is given to us the first fruits, living in us, this will result in our actions being different. We will have works, for good or for bad. So when we see this verse in chapter 11 of Matthew, verse 12, don't just read over it. There's a parallel verse in Luke, which refers to it, every man presses into it, which doesn't really help us. Let's look at Philippians and see how the Apostle Paul expressed something. The word press is a different one. It's linked to deacon. It's run an errand. So perhaps this is a lesson for me that I need to be more vigorous in my duties as a deacon. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, starting in 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Nothing can be taken for granted, notice. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. If we've made mistakes in the past, which of course we all have, we all slumbered and set, we all had to be woken up, has to get back on track, and continuing, and reaching forth onto those things which are before. Reaching, it involves an effort, it's something to stretch for. It's not pushed into our reach, we have to put forth effort to get to it. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. In so many areas, we can do nothing of ourselves. We are totally dependent on the gifts of God. As a senior citizen now, I am losing my strength. I am losing my power. But God gives us these things if we ask. If he can give us wisdom, he can certainly give us some physical strength. And the desire, the fervent, passionate desire to have a place in God's kingdom. As first fruits, let's continue to be connected. Let's continue to accept training, discipline, instruction, or pruning, and very much that an area of our lives, let's be passionate about it.